Hey gang, we're going to try it again here. Camera angle is going to look a little different. There we are. I'll explain what I got in the background if you don't know. First off, this Super Bowl shirt, and I see there I am. That's great. Actually, it's pretty scary when you want something to look like you when you're filming it, because I see me and I'm like, So, I have two favorite football teams, and one of them won the Super Bowl. And 2 years ago, the other one won the Super Bowl. How cool is that? But first, let me welcome you guys back to the Public John podcast. And you can do a few things here. You can contact us by calling 609-363-3249, and I'll take your call at least for a few minutes. And also, you can interact here on Facebook if you would. So that would be fun. We'll get to see what you guys are doing. At least I believe so. At least that's what I've been told in the past. So we'll give that a shot, and if I can see your comments as we go on, we certainly will. So that could be a lot of fun. We've done that before, and that seems to work okay. So we're going to give that a shot if it does work, and we'll go from there. I see some a couple people I hope are watching anyway, and if they are, that's great. I know Joe Dudek was watching. Thank you, Joe. Josh Suey was watching. I saw him tuning in. Thanks, Josh. I haven't seen or heard from you in a while, so appreciate that. I'm trying to use an iPad, Josh. Don't I have to turn it sideways? Josh is like the technical guru from where I was at Quinn Broadcasting in New Jersey. He's a great production guy, and I think I have to turn it so it's upside right or something to see comments and scroll or something, don't I? I guess. I don't know. I guess I'll find out. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some things. Hopefully you guys tune in. Remember the phone number, 609-363-3249. If anybody is listening or watching, let me know if the sound is working as well. And we'll go from there. I will explain the, I got a little bit of a, I don't think it was heat. I think it was more ribbing than anything else on some social media. Just a little bit, not much. So I decided to explain myself there, and I will here. A lot of people know I was also, I am also an Eagles fan from Philadelphia. So when I started rooting for the Chiefs as well, in the Super Bowl, a lot of people didn't realize that I've also been a Chiefs fan since I was a little guy. I remember the days of in the 60s when they lost Super Bowl I 50 years ago. I actually remember watching it and was almost in tears. I was a little kid back then. It doesn't explain why I'd be in tears now, but back then, because there's nothing little, even though I still act like a kid. Oh, by the way, this shirt, Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. It is in high def and 3D. It's not a small shirt. I'm not a fat guy. It's a high def 3D t-shirt. So there we go. I have been an Eagles fan since I was a little kid because I grew up in South Jersey and watched the Eagles. And back in those days, there were two football leagues. They never played each other until they got to the Super Bowl for the first 4 years of the Super Bowl and in the years before then. They were the AFL and the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs were in the AFL. I remember the days of Lenny Dawson and Ed Pulvillak, Christian Okoye, Priest Holmes all the way through the years, Otis Taylor. There's a jersey, of course, the Patrick Mahomes jersey is there. Right next to it is the Eagles' Zach Ertz jersey. Next to that is the great late Hall of Famer Derek Thomas's game jersey. And next to that is a guy I consider maybe the greatest Eagle of all time, is Brian Dawkins, number 20. Though I've seen some great Philadelphia Eagles as well, and he was great, I'm telling you. Brian Dawkins, a safety for the Eagles. So, and of course, a great friend of mine, who I will say for now remains nameless, but may not her choosing, is has sent me a box of Patrick Mahomes cereal, and that was during the season. It wasn't even playoff time or anything like that. She just knows I'm a Chiefs fan. And all those jerseys up top were all from friends of mine who knew I was an Eagles and a Chiefs fan. So I thank them. Billy and Janine Smith, who I've known for well over 20 years, gave me at least two of the jerseys, maybe three. I think two. maybe three. And I bought the Brian Stalking jersey. I just had to have it. So the Mahomes jersey's new this year for Christmas, and so is the Zach Ertz jersey. Thank you, guys. And yeah, and they bought me the Derek Thomas jersey. That's right. So the only one I bought, I believe, there, and I had other shirts that I've been bought, but is the Brian Dawkins jersey. But I have been a fan of both teams for a long time. So so I just wanted to let you guys know that. It looks like some people are joining in or signing in, but I, for some reason, can't see them. Oh, here we go. Suddenly, I do get it. Joe Duke is his. Says, it's hard to hear me. Any better, Joe? I don't know. And now, of course, that feed is gone. I'll have to figure out how to do this. Oh, there we go. Oh, Megan's watching. Yo, Meg, what's going on, girl? How you doing? A couple people are watching. I don't know why this isn't scrolling the way it's... Oh, there we go. Hi, Megan. I'm sorry, Megan. I had to do that. So we've got that going on. So that's the reason for having rooting for the Chiefs. I didn't jump on the bandwagon. I've probably been one of the relief riders, relief drivers of the bandwagon for a long time, and it's great to see and having a lot of fun doing it. But I've rooted for both teams for years, and actually I believe it was last year they played each other. And to be honest, I can't even watch the game. It's very hard to watch the game because. Yeah, I really can't root against either team. The only way it would work would be if one team really needs to win to get to the playoffs and the other, it's a moot point or they're not going to make it or something. Then obviously I'm rooting for the team that needs to win more. But other than that, it would be very hard for me. Like last year, it was very hard for me. Not this season before. Which, of course, was the season the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So, but it was it's a tough game for me to watch. I couldn't watch it. So... I get away from it. But that's the end of that for now. But I felt I should explain that because there's been some things said. And I wanted to make sure that that was addressed. Stopping by. Oh, okay, nice. Thank you, Megan. I know you're at work, so I know you're doing this on your break because I know where you work. And not exactly something you can do while you're working. So thank you for taking the time to watch this, Meg. I appreciate it. Remember, folks, you can call in at 609-363-3249. We do have some folks eventually we're going to mention, but we're not going to do that now. But we're going to do it in a little bit. Others have asked some questions about... I don't know why the feeds can't stay up. So you're going to see me just point to this. Hi, Liz Badalini. Margie Home is watching. Thank you, Margie, for tuning in. I just wanted to say that there have been some people who wondered why I made a geographical move and a location, and there's a lot of reasons for it. One, at this point, I have to watch income, and where I've moved to out here in the beautiful state of Kansas, which is almost in the center of the country. Believe it or not, for me, because of certain circumstances between health and things like that and getting ready to retire, the cost of living actually is a lot lower for me here. Number two, I was advised for some different reasons to try and calm down and get rid of stress and all that. And every day was a lot more stressful. I came out here and I'm already just... I don't know how to spell it. But it's a lot less stressful for me. I'm a lot more at ease already, and it's only been a couple of weeks. So a lot less problems and a lot less things to do. I was told I had to pull back from some things as well. Did that. So with the fact that my employment situation changed, and I was able to seem like all the timing between that and health issues all came into one place and one spot all at one time. So it seemed like the logical move for me to make. I lived out here before and moved back for different circumstances that were family related. Now I don't have to worry about that. So I decided to come back out here where I knew I felt at ease and a lot less pressure. And yeah, there's some things I may have had to give up, or at least the quantity of them. But there's also some, I had to do a pros and cons list mentally, and by the time I got done, this was the decision I felt I had to make for my health and for my sanity. So that's what I did. Thank you guys that understand. Obviously, by doing this and doing other things, I'm going to try and stay in touch with some of you folks in South Jersey, and I'll miss some of you, so my friends, my true friends. Obviously, some people, we're only acquaintances, and some others, we all have things in life. So, and you have that no matter where you go. So that's not to say that that's not going to exist anywhere else. But I'm just saying to the people, the friends, and wish me well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Your well wishes are appreciated, and I will stay in touch with some of you or most of you. So I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing that. Remember, you can call in at 609-363-3249. You're watching and listening to Public John. We'll be on iTunes later this week. Also on YouTube and on Google Play. At a minimum. We could be on a couple other things as well. Also on... I can't remember what it's called. It's terrible. There's another website that all the episodes are on. It's the first one in a while. We're going to be more regular. But the Public John, I'll start explaining what we're going to start doing with these things. The Public John is going to continue. Sometimes it'll be a day like this. Sometimes I'll have a guest here at the new Palatial Public John Network Studios and Entertainment Center. There's enough room here at the new abode that I've decided to make this, for me, it's almost like a giant man cave. The whole place is like one big man cave. But I'm doing what I want. So, like a theater kind of a thing in one room. And this room is probably going to be more studio, computer, production kind of a thing. For the Public John, as well as the other part of this is it's showtime. We'll be starting back up soon, actually in the midst of writing and filming. That's going to be a little different type of show than the Public John. Again, it'll probably only be half an hour, but it's going to be more entertainment and comedy based, and probably a lot of location stuff or a lot of filming and a lot of skits. That's going to be a lot of fun. And this show is going to be a lot of fun, especially with you guys all tuning in. Rudy Correa is watching. Rudy, what's going on, buddy? And Cheryl Reardon's watching from New Jersey. Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate it. I hope everything's going all right for you. So we got some things going on. And like I said, I'm going to stay in touch with you. And I'm still probably going to travel a little bit doing some comedy and stuff, looking to go some places, may end up flying back east a couple times to do some stuff. I'm not disappearing per se, but I do have to draw back and pick my times when I need to be a turtle and go back into the shell a little bit, and that's a lot easier to do where I'm at now. But thank you guys for understanding. I appreciate it. So you can call in. I warn you that you will be on a speakerphone, because we'll be talking to you live if you do call in, and that's 609-363-3249. Now, the other thing we want to discuss is we do have sponsorships. The Public John, by the way, and I mentioned Showtime, and I should finish with the Public John piece, is as often as I can, we're going to go on location to some places here and other places to do the podcast and talk to some people that I know and to some people that I like, some businesses, just some people, just for the heck of it. Remember, that's what the Public John was all about. Is I've been told that I need to indoctrinate myself and engage with more people. So that's part of how this started, and that's what I'm going to do. So thank all you folks for supporting that over the last little over a year, I think, because I saw something the other day. It said, here's something that's been a year. So we're doing that. I want to thank all you folks for tuning in. You can share this if you want and see if anybody else tunes in. If not, okay, no big deal. But I am going to get to the first little piece of business here. A friend of mine's been sponsoring this show almost since the beginning, and he's a great, great guy, a hard worker, and I want to continue to praise him. He's a great guy. Help his business. His name is Albert Casper Jr. He has Casper's Power Washing, all in South Jersey. So listen, get down with the ghost, folks. Contact Casper's Power Washing. They have a Facebook page, facebook.com, Casper Power Washing LLC. Their phone number, which I'll repeat it again before the end of the show, is 856-297-2984. I've seen their work in person, and let me tell you, and there's also pictures of before and after pictures on their Facebook page. When they do houses, it's almost like it looks like a completely different house. And they will give you a free estimate anywhere in South Jersey, from Cherry Hill, Camden area, all the way down to Cape May. It's a free estimate. It only takes a couple hours, 2, 3, maybe 4 hours to do a house. He's got some hard-working guys with him. They do a great job, and it's a fair price. And there are times that when you do that, you're going to change your mind about whether you paint your house or whether you put aluminum siding or vinyl siding on it, because you're going to go, holy cow, this is a completely different looking house. I don't need to do that. So that's Casper's Power Washing in South Jersey. Get down with a ghost. And that is 856-297-2984. It's about that time to get that. It's almost springtime. They'll start giving you some estimates and let you know and set up dates and appointments for you if you're interested. So that's Casper's Power Washing once again, 856-297-2984. Folks, you won't regret it. They're good workers. They're great guys. They'll do a great job for you. It's not just from the heart. They're a quality thing. I've seen a couple buildings that they've done, and it's night and day what they do. So, and they say pictures don't lie, which of course we all know is not true anymore. Pictures do lie. Like a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace, we always used to say. But they do lie. In this case, they don't, because I've seen them, and I've seen the houses. It's a great job. So we have a couple things we can do to take care of it. I don't know if we're going to be here a full hour. If I don't hear from any of you guys and nobody asks questions or has comments, then I may just say, well, thank you for tuning in, folks. Talking to yourself isn't that much fun. By the way, it's late in the day, so this may not be coffee. I'm not sure. Oh, I'm sure now that it is not coffee. That's right. I remember now. There we go. Public John mugs are on sale, as you can see. Lovely. And that's the Showtime part. It's Showtime with John Harris. You're seeing on the other side of the mug. Stickers are available for them as well. So if you guys wish, you can contact me here on Facebook. Just private message me, and we can make some kind of arrangement. But mugs and stickers on sale. So there you go. We've got that going for us. So now that we've discussed some football, we've discussed the move here to the Palatial Entertainment Complex and Studio. I haven't come up with the official name for it yet, but I think it's going to be Entertainment Complex and Studio of some kind. It's awesome here. I love it. So we're going to have some fun with that. With all this stuff being said, of course, obviously that means there's been some changes down in your area. One of them is Jersey Comedy. I don't know if you saw the posts. I stepped aside. And that is now in the hands of Brandon Abercrombie, who is a great up-and-coming comedian in South Jersey. He's going to stay in that South Jersey area with Jersey Comedy. And I believe it is the 28th, the fourth Friday of February. He is putting on his first show. Hey, Kathy. Hey, Mug. What's going on, Mug? I got something in the mug here, too, but it's not coffee. So I've left that, and Brandon is there. He's taking care of it. He's going to be at Leatherhead Comedy Club with a great lineup. So Brandon, if you're listening, tune in, let people know what it is. I'll probably share the post. Well, I will share the posts and stuff like that for you. It looks like it's going to be a great show. I've seen all the comics that are on it, and they're all very funny that are on this next show. But Brandon will be taking the reins, or has taken the reins, of Jersey Comedy. He's a very funny guy, and that's a good thing because he's going into comedy. And your guys are going to really like him. So make sure you give him a shout out and go see his show. It's a chance. He keeps it just like he wanted to do the same thing we did when we started Jersey Comedy, which was have affordable shows for people in South Jersey venues, and also have South Jersey venues available for comics from that area, from South Jersey, to have places to play. Because a lot of times there was nowhere to go except Atlantic City and then Philly. So I think we've started to branch out, and I think others have started to branch out since we did, to be honest with you. And it's been a lot of fun. Brandon's going to continue the tradition. I'm very confident that Jersey Comedy is on the right footing with Brandon. Is on the right path. He's really funny, as well as everybody's lining up. So it's great. So Brandon, congratulations. And go check him out. Letterhead Comedy Club, February 28th. And I think there's a flyer out there. And you can get on the Jersey Comedy page. I see Peter. Peter's actually going to interact. Yay, Peter! Let me see. Is it true? Oh, the waitress is pregnant at Naomi's and had to leave town. Well, I haven't been on Maury yet, Peter. But the thing to do, and I've said it to people, is when you get that letter that used to have Ed McMahon's picture top left and it's got Maury Povich's, just shred it. I went out and just bought a micro shredder. Shred the hell out of it. Okay? Because I am not the father. Okay? You got to prove it, and that's not going to happen. So, we're going to go there. Dennis and Crowley's watching. Dennis, what's going on? So, no, Peter, I'm going to officially say, at least according to all court documents and orders, that is not true. And plus, I don't want the girls' reputations to be besmirched. There's a word you don't hear often enough in the English language. Thank God for them student loan payments. Huh? They pay for me to be allowed to use that big vocabulary. My brother, Dennis, what's going on, brother? You all right, man? I'm drinking some a beverage out of, let's just call it a coffee cup. It's not coffee in it, though, if you know what I'm saying. Very good, though. It is very good. So we do have some people tuning in. That's awesome. If you guys want to interact, say something, ask a question, and it doesn't have to be related to anything we talked about. It can just be a question. You know, what is the meaning of life? I don't know. But at least it's a question that you ask, so that'll be cool. I don't know what's going on here. Something just happened. So, but as long as we're still recording, we're okay. I'm having to scroll up to see your comments, so if there's a delay, it'll only be a few seconds. I'm doing it every so often. But thank you, folks, for tuning in to the return of the Public John podcast. And like I said, we're out here in the Palatial Entertainment Complex and Studio. And hopefully we will be able to get everything tuned up, tuned in. We're still working on some things. Right now, you can see it is Man Cave oriented, with all my football stuff in the background. Baseball's coming, so we'll have some of those things coming. Go Chiefs and Eagles. That's right, brother. Nice. Thanks, Dennis. I explained why. Did you see the box of cereal back there? Patrick Mahomes cereal. Somebody sent it to me halfway through the season. You probably know who. It was awesome. The cereal was actually pretty good, too. You can get it out here. I had to fill out a credit app once they won the Super Bowl, I think. So I'm still waiting for that approval. I had to get a co-signer. That's not true. They didn't raise the price or anything. But that is Patrick Mahomes Crunch cereal. So it's awesome. Hopefully the video signal is continuing. The receiver I'm looking at to see your comments is buffering every so often, but it's still staying active. Jay, what's going on, my brother? Jay Watkins has an awesome podcast. Awesome. And you know what? I could look it up every time, but I want to get the name right. So, Jay, if you're still listening, give us the name, type in the name there of your podcast, because it is awesome. I like it. It's great. Even I subscribed, and I don't usually take a couple minutes to subscribe to things, but Jay's podcast is awesome. So you get a chance to listen to that and watch that. It's a lot of fun. Let me see. Are you the new Philly fanatic? I'm not in green, brother, so I'm going to pass on that and say no. Though they probably wouldn't need much of a costume, just some green paint. I know what you're saying. And if I had feelings, that could be hurtful, but I don't have them, so I think we're okay there. Sorry, I had to take a sip of the 80-proof coffee. I mean, of some coffee or of a beverage. So. Oh, Brian Isley's watching. Thanks, Brian, for tuning in. Appreciate it, guys. Anytime you guys want to interact, like I said, the phone number is 609-363-3249, or obviously here on Facebook, you can tune in too as well. Brian's another very funny comedian in South Jersey, so if you get a chance to see Brian somewhere, check it out. He is hysterical. Make sure you go see him. He's really funny. He actually has an album out, I believe, or CD. Laugh or Get Offended logo. It's great. Make sure you guys take a couple minutes and listen to that. Look it up. Listen to it. Buy the CD. It's really funny. And he's been a friend of the podcast and of the TV show, of Showtime. He's been on both. And actually a couple other things I was doing. So thanks, Brian, for all the support you've given over the years. Hopefully things are going well for you. Appreciate it. I'll probably need to get in touch with you about how to do some stuff with some merch or something. That'd be great. But even if not, it would be good to just hear from you. I don't know. Dennis, the Philly fanatic, I don't know. I could also be Wally, the green monster from Boston, the Red Sox mascot. So, though obviously I'm a little further away from them now as well. So, but it's a lot of fun checking that out. And thank you for the dig. I know I don't have to lose a lot of, or gain a lot of weight to be the fanatic. So, like I told you before, if I had feelings, that would hurt me, but. Thank God I don't have that to deal with. I'm going to give myself a plug here for a minute. You can reach me still on some various things. JohnHarrisComedy.com, which is getting ready to be updated, but it is still active. You'll be able to see some of the things I'm doing and the scheduling and stuff like that. Interact a little bit with me, or at least see what's going on and see some of the things I've done. So johnharriscomedy.com, and I'm still going to keep that up and still do some things because we've got the Public John, we've got It's Showtime, which is going to be re-airing pretty soon on digital media, which will be things like YouTube, Facebook, and some clips and episodes will probably be on the website as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to do that. So you'll be able to get all that information on johnharriscomedy.com. And there are also Facebook pages for these things. Where are, Dennis is saying something about lady comedians. Oh, first Brian, thank you, sir. No problem. You don't have to thank me, man. Funny is funny. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Anytime for the shout out, but I wouldn't have given it to you if I didn't believe it. So, where are the lady comedians? Debbie and Lori. I know. I'm upset. I don't know where they are. They are very funny. Debbie Giacomoni and Lori Reiner Rovins. And if she's listening, I said her name right, I think, this time, which is probably the first time ever. I always mess it up. But it's Lori Reiner Rovins, Debbie Giacomoni, two very funny South Jersey comedians who are just getting started, but they're hysterical. You get a chance. Dennis and I both know. They're really nice. They're just funny to talk to as well, both of them. But then you see them do stand-up, and they're hysterical. So, I do too, Dennis. I've heard from Debbie a couple times. I think I heard from Lori once too. I do miss them. I agree with you. They're hysterical. You guys get a chance. You ever see those two out there, make sure you go out and see them because they're funny. And they are liable to be at other shows just to watch other comics. They're great. They're great supporters of comedy, but they're also very nice ladies and very funny, both of them. So yeah, I miss them too, Dennis. You're absolutely right. It'd be great to see him again, or hear from him again. And I'm sure we will at some point. So thank you guys for continuing to tune in. I do appreciate it. It says here I have 29 minutes left. So there's a couple things I will talk about until then. And if we come up a few minutes short, that's fine. First off, I want to tell you guys about a local business that I knew of. I know, how dare they ignore me, Dennis? As a friend of ours says, Dennis, I will not be ignored. That's a quote. I won't be. Actually, sometimes I'd rather be. But that's a whole different story. There's a business out here that I knew the young man when I lived here before and then left and come back. And he's a great young man, and he's starting a new business. And if you're from this area, or even if you're not, and this young man will ship stuff to you. And his name is Lucas. He's at Kansas Discount Nutrition, which is in Manhattan, Kansas, which is not too far from me. Manhattan, Kansas, if you folks don't know, is the home of Kansas State University, the Wildcats. Go Cats. I'll give you Lucas's phone number. And then he's got a website. And, of course, you can find him on Facebook as, under Kansas Discount Nutrition as well. The phone number there is 785-587-9600. I'll repeat it again. 785-587-9600. And that's KansasDiscountNutrition.com. They have their own website, and I just checked it out. It's pretty cool. Of course, like I said, they also have a Facebook page. What I did find out, and I knew it a few weeks ago, but we got more detail about it today, was they also have things, because it's a, you know, they have vitamins as well as supplements and things that will help you feel better if you want to get on the right track. They also have the stuff that you may need if you're having bariatric surgery. I know if you have that, there's a couple of weeks that you end up or more that you have to be on a pure liquid diet, but you got to get protein in. Well, one of the products they have is called IsoPure, which a lot of doctors will recommend to you if you're having a bariatric surgery. But they have all the other things that you would need as well, for not just that type of surgery, but all kinds of stuff for nutrition and for fitness, weight gain, weight loss, whatever you need to do, amino acids. So whatever you need to do, Lucas, if he doesn't have it, he'll get it for you. And like I said, he can ship it to you as well. That's Kansas Discount Nutrition, and that is KansasDiscountNutrition.com, or you can look them up on Facebook, and their phone number in Manhattan, Kansas is 785-587-9600. And I think we're going to be doing a podcast out there, a pretty special one, either when the store's open or when it's closed. We're still discussing that, but we want to get out there and check with Lucas and check with people that will come in and, some regular customers and see what they think, because it's a lot of fun, as well as a great place to go. So, they're going to expand a little bit into the business, but we'll let Lucas talk about that. That's Kansas Discount Nutrition in Manhattan, Kansas, 785-597-9600. So make sure you check that out if you get a chance. And like I said, you can check out the website. You don't have to be from Kansas and Manhattan to be able to get something from these guys. So check them out. So what else is there that we can talk about? Well, we've got a little less than half an hour left, so why don't we talk about a movie review? You know how I used to do movie reviews? Well, I'm going to do one again, because I went with some people probably about a week or so ago, and we went and saw the new Fantasy Island movie at the theater. And first off, me going to a theater, it is an adventure, but I've been doing pretty good with it lately. Sometimes it's like, I don't really want it, but I've been doing all right. The people and the bumping and the thing, but it's been okay. Sometimes the volume level, if it's too loud, it gets to me. So, but I went the other day with some people, and it was great. Let me tell you something. The Fantasy Island movie isn't what you think it is if you watch the old TV show. It is not. A couple of characters end up making their way into it, but not the same. It's not the happy-go-lucky. You could tell what's coming next, Fantasy Island from TV. A lot of surprises, a lot of twists and turns, more of a thriller. There's bad guys, good guys, but you don't always know who they are. I'm not going to say much about it because I'm going to recommend it. You really should go see it if you get a chance. First chance you get, I think it's a lot of fun. There's only one thing that I probably predicted at the very end, but I was half in jest and it turned out to be true. Other than that, it twists and turns, bad guys, good guys, you know, kind of a, almost on the edge of your seat kind of thing every so often. Very entertaining film. The story was pretty good. So you get a chance to see the new remake of Fantasy Island, go see it. I think it's, I'm giving it a, what is it? They say two thumbs up, two fingers up, whatever. You know, two flushes from the public John out of three. It's a good movie. So you get a chance to go see it. There also was a movie that we watched last night on Amazon. And I posted about it. And I even said, it is definitely, in today's day and age, could not be made. It's actually called Terror in Tiny Town. The cast, ladies and gentlemen, is completely, and it was written for, completely, and I'm using the term because it's what the movies use, midgets. The whole movie, it's a Western, and the entire cast is midgets. They're riding ponies out west, and there's shoot-em-ups, and it's an old black-and-white 1938-39 movie. It is hysterical, just watching it, because it's got all the things in it that Westerns have. It has gunfights, fist fights, a saloon woman, you know, it's stagecoach, robberies, good horseback riding, bad horseback riding, you know, arguments, fights, ranchers. It's got everything a Western would have, but it's hysterical to watch, folks. I just think it's great fun. It was a great fun. It's only about an hour long. It's black and white because of the day, but if you have Amazon Prime, it's not going to cost you any money. It's hysterical. You gotta watch it. And it's called Terror in Tiny Town. And it's a fun movie. There are some things in it. Some of us like to watch lame movies. We went into that thinking it was lame. And it is. But it is entertaining enough that, you know, I'm not going to give it a no flush. I'm going to give it a one flush. All right? You can at least watch it and be entertained. It's only an hour long. And it does at least do that. It entertains you. And it advertises itself as an entire cast with midgets. So it is advertised that way. It's not me going, you know, being completely inappropriate. I'm just relaying information. And I thought it was good. Hey, I see Frank Tom's watching. Hey, my great-nephew-in-law? I'm not sure, Tony. I think that's what it is. Tony Santiago's watching. Tony's a great guy as well. Frank, thank you for tuning in as well. Dennis, what am I doing? I'm working out, Dennis. What am I doing? Am I working out as a color red? Yeah, it's a. I don't look like quite as big. I don't look like a giant walking tomato, pal. More like maybe a giant, not quite ripe strawberry, but not quite a tomato. You can't hear me? Seriously? Are you serious about that? If so, let me know. Now you hear me. Okay. I think part of that's buffering. I think this thing's buffering a little bit on the signal, but we're going to work on that. I've seen it buffer a couple times right in the middle of a transmission, so that could be what that was. But thanks, Dennis, for letting me know, because I think you're right. I think that might be what it is. Hey, JJ's watching. What's going on with the band, my friend, with LNJ? Let me know. I hope you guys are doing all right. Oh, Joe Dudek is replying to Dennis. You still can't hear me, you guys? For real? Oh, this is getting on my nerves. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to turn it up a little bit and see if you guys can hear that a little bit. But when I go too far, I get feedback. So, and I can hear the speaker, so I don't understand. I'll have to figure something out. But this is the first one here in the new entertainment complex and studio here for the Public John. So I'm sure we have some bugs to iron out, and we'll keep doing that. Frank says he can hear me. Thanks, Frank. Maybe it's certain devices. I don't know. I did just turn the volume up a little bit to see on the microphone to see if that works a little bit better. But we did watch some movies, and they were pretty funny. Did watch one. I also tend to watch lame movies. And to be honest with you, sometimes I look to watch some movies that are advertised as bad, lame, awful, just to see how bad they are. So watched one recently as well called Plan 9 from Outer Space. Not Planet 9, Plan 9 from Outer Space. This is a classic piece of crap. Even for when it was made, which was like late 50s, 59, I think they said. Even for then, this was terrible. The background was terrible. The plane cockpit was terrible. You can actually go on Google and read a review about it if you want. But if you don't want to, that's fine. Just trust me. Is it worth the watch? For me, yes, because I like to sit there and pick out the things that, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, that's hysterical. Oh my God. I would tell you, all I'll tell you is the story is way out there. I'm not going to tell you anything else, because if you go to watch it and I start telling you the things that we saw, it's going to give it away. You should watch it and go, oh my God, I can't believe that. It's hysterical. It's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to watch it, don't pay for it, obviously. But again, it's on Amazon, so if you have Amazon Prime, or I don't even think it has to be Prime. I think it just is normal that you can watch that. And, well, I don't know if you're normal if you're watching that. But if you watch that, I don't even know if they'll bother charging it, because it's bad. It's really bad. But hey, it's entertainment. So, and it was entertaining, so if you get a chance, so. I will say the great Bela Lugosi is in the movie. And if you know anything about that, you'll know that was a time frame when he was close to having to hang it up. And it was an Ed Wood movie. Some of you theatrical folks will know who Ed Wood is, king of the B-movies back then. It is an Ed Wood movie. And it is a classic. Classic piece of... So it is, it's a movie. Let's just go with that route. So, but if you get a chance and you want to have some fun and just make fun of something, Plan 9 from Outer Space on Amazon is pretty funny. At least to watch and sit back and find the things that are going wrong with it. So it'll be a lot of fun. One more little piece of business, and then we'll start to wrap it up, unless you guys have some questions or comments here. And I do appreciate everyone that's watched tonight for the return of the Public John podcast. Obviously, we're hoping to get it a little smoother. There's going to be some upgrades here in the studio, audio and video too. Though this program is basically audio with a simulcast when we do Facebook. And then we will the Showtime piece will be TV, and like we said, that's going to be entertainment on It's Showtime with John Harrison, which we started at Quinn Broadcasting. And I want to thank those folks for giving me the platform and letting me continue to use the idea even after moving on. And I do want to make it clear that the show wasn't necessarily canceled. It wasn't. There was no discussion about that. It was voluntarily my decision to go, because that involved the relocation here and everything. Quinn Broadcasting was nothing but nice to me, as far as Jim Quinn, Josh Suey, Anthony Haynes, Lauren DeWoody, Kim Quinn, Katie's down there, and Katie, I'm sorry if you're still there producing, I forget your last name, and I admit that I'm just gone. everybody there was really nice to me and gave me an opportunity to hone some skills, I'd like to say, or some stuff. Why don't I suggest to us a movie once a week that we can discuss the following show? There you go, Dennis. If you come up with a movie that we can go watch, that's an idea. Almost like a Facebook Public John book club, except we're going to do a movie club. That's a great idea. We've kind of started it, but I would like to do that. That's a great idea. If anybody has an idea about a movie you want to see, it can be a Netflix movie, an Amazon movie, a regular movie on TV, or a movie, theater movie that you'd like us to go see. Great idea. And it can be a program, too, if you want. You know, I'm not locked into it having to be a movie, though a movie I think would be preferable, because I think that's something we could all wrap our arms around a little bit easier. So, unfortunately, I don't know of... Oh, I know. I may try to watch, and some of you have probably already seen it, and if you haven't... easy enough to see. I know it's out on DVD. Would be and now the name just left me. Oh my God, it just left me. What's the Tarantino movie? The latest one, guys. And I will get it in a minute. But it's the one I want to see. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. If you've seen it, then obviously we can chime in on it next week. If you haven't seen it. It's out on DVD, I do know now. It's probably on demand. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it here in the Public John Palatial Entertainment Complex Theater this week sometime. So we've got that. There's other movies that are out there. I think Knives Out is out there. It was supposed to be a really good movie. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, I think, is on demand. That was supposed to be... I don't think it's called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It might be called Mr. Rogers, but it's a good movie, supposedly. Tom Hanks movie. I haven't seen that yet. And that could be interesting because a lot of us grew up with Mr. Rogers. So that could be interesting to see that little slice of a time frame with him. So the whole thing, yeah, Dennis, that's a great idea. I think we should do that. I will say, why don't we go ahead and mention... I think we're going to try and do the next show again at this time on Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. I always wanted to say this. It's pretty cool, isn't it? 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. I think that's what we're going to do. So let's look at, why don't we, Dennis, we'll take your idea and say, let's all either watch, or if we have watched it, put some thoughts together about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and we'll discuss that next week a little bit. Not the whole show, obviously, but... that would be a nice, we could do the movie review and then take all your comments and feedback on it and see what we get. is that what, I think that's what it's called too, isn't it? Do you want to be, something about my neighbor, I think. I would say I would, Dennis, but this time you'd have to move. And I don't see that happen. You got too many, too many fingers and everything in Vineland, and that's great for you, and I think it's awesome. So keep plugging away there, pal. So let me see. I'm looking to see here at the list if there's anything else that we haven't covered. Well, there is one thing I want to cover. Person has been a great friend of mine, two people actually, Christine and Laura, down at Ventnor Coffee in South Jersey. You get a chance, this, especially now, summer's coming. They have a Facebook page, Ventnor Coffee. They're down at the Real Jersey Shore, just outside of Atlantic City. 108 North Dorset Avenue. They have a Facebook page, the Internet Cafe, and they have some great live entertainment. And most of the time for the entertainment, they also do some open mics too, if you want to go out and do some things. A lot of times, it's either a very low or no cover charge. And it doesn't matter the night of the week. I used to do an open mic there, and Brandon Abercrombie's going to pick that up, I believe, as well, once a month, which is considered the world-famous Ventnor Coffee open mic. Head down there and have a good time. Like I said, low or no cover charge. The only time it would be high would be if it's a private group coming in because they've rented the venue and they want to charge. Other than that... you know, it's very affordable for people. Great coffee, of course. Great atmosphere, great camaraderie. So you get a chance, head over to Ventnor Coffee. It's on 108 North Dorset Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey. And you can tell either Christine or Laura that John Harris sent you. And it will do absolutely nothing for you. Except maybe make conversation. Other than that, that's about it. So, unless you guys have something in the next 30 seconds or so, I think we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up. Well, I think this might be a regular time frame for now, at least for the Public John podcast. We will be on iTunes and Google Play sometime between tomorrow and Tuesday. Spotify as well was the other one. The video will be on YouTube if for some reason you want to look at me while I'm talking about this. If you don't, it's completely understandable because I don't. I usually, like, I put them on and then I don't watch them. I can't watch myself. It's awful. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be interesting this year with the Chiefs and the Eagles. I think that the Chiefs, the rivalry now between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson is going to be similar to the Brady-Manning rivalry for years at quarterbacks. I think they're going to be the best two quarterbacks in the AFC for a long time. Deshaun Watson is in that discussion as well, maybe. But those two guys, I think, are going to be the best two, barring, of course, any injury, which we hope doesn't happen. The other side, the Eagles, well, I mean, they somehow still won the division all a damn year. Cowboys haven't signed Dak Prescott yet. We don't know if that's going to happen. They have some issues. Of course, they have a new coach, so that'll be interesting. The Redskins, no one knows what they're doing. And I think the Giants are trying to rebuild, but we'll see what happens there. So the Eagles are still going to be in the hunt, I think, in the NFC East at least. As long as they are, it's going to be exciting if you're an Eagles fan. But I think New Orleans might be the team to beat, or San Francisco again, maybe the two of the teams to beat in the NFC. Chiefs, the Ravens, maybe Houston, Pittsburgh coming back with Ben Roethlisberger. If he's healthy, they might be able to make something out of it. It's going to be interesting to see where Phillip Rivers goes and Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. I'm sorry. I think he's going to stick with the Patriots. I think it's one of them deals where he can go out and play, see how much he can get, and then Robert Kraft will probably say, okay, now I'll match it. So we'll go that route. I think that's about it for us. Am I schizophrenic? No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. I have two drinks here, and this one's not bad. Dennis, let me see. Nice job, John. Now go lift some weights. I'm lifting some right here, right about here, Dennis. It's like an 8 to 10 ounce weight. And 8 times 10 is 80, which is the proof that it is. So we're good there. Yes, go Birds, go Chiefs, go Phillies. That's getting ready to start up. That'll be interesting. Go Red Sox. That's going to be interesting. I don't know what the punishment is yet, but I'm sure it's going to be as severe as the Astros, probably, if they have the same amount of proof. And I'm starting to suspect that they will, since Alex Cora was in both teams and probably initiated it from both places. And I keep an eye on the Royals. I always have. So I'll keep an eye on them while they're out here and may go to a game or two, especially if the Red Sox or Phillies come in. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting time of life here for me, even though it's going to be a lower pace, which is what I'm told I have to do. Thanks to everybody that tuned in tonight to the return of the Public John podcast. And the audio will be up on your favorite places to get podcasts, as they say, within the next few days. Thank you for handling the technical difficulties in the beginning, but I think it worked out okay, mostly. And I'm going to sign on. So listen, folks, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And thank you, folks, and have a good night.